2. You're listening to Michelle Ward on Phoenix 98 FM. Here in the studio is Sue Matthews. We've not seen Sue for a couple of months. It's lovely to see you.
Thank you, Michelle. Good to see you too.
Great to have you back in the studio again. Now, you're here to talk about the public meeting for Shenfield Library. So if people don't know from our chat from a couple of months ago, just give people a bit of a background story to this.
Okay, so last year there was consultation about the library service, and the original plan was for Shenfield Library to be made a community library and run by volunteers on very limited start-up funding. So we were very pleased last July when Essex County Council said that all Essex libraries were going to be saved. But what Essex County Council actually meant by that was that all existing locations with a library, such as Shenfield, would keep a library until July 2024. But it didn't mean that the library was going to carry on in the same building. And many people in Shenfield think that because they signed a petition last year, Shenfield Library will carry on being run very much as it is at the moment, in the same building with the same opening hours for the foreseeable future. And that really isn't the case. In November last year, Essex County Council agreed plans to redevelop Shenfield Library with 10 flats and a new library and something like a cafe or a commercial activity. And people in Shenfield generally didn't seem to be aware of this when we were leafleting about the library in January. Mm. We felt it was important they had a chance to have consultation about this, and we're pressing the County Council for that.
The library would be on the bottom, and then on top you've got flats, brand new flats.
That's what we think is going to happen, yes. Right. And that's what the County Council seem to have decided. They're spending £260,000 on developing proposals for the scheme, so it looks as if they are quite committed to this going ahead at the present.
Sorry, so 260, is that, that's not to pay for the 260, sorry, I've nearly choked then. 260,000 just to go through to get all the details of what they want to build, is that?
That's to do with the drawing up the detailed design, and it appears from their document issued in November last year that this also involved some preliminary work to the site.
Wow, so I'm in the wrong job.
Me too.
I'm in the wrong job. I nearly just choked on my own tongue. £260,000. Well, there we go. So for yourself, would you say that they would redevelop the library? Maybe it might be a bit bigger and it will have better maybe facilities. So is that something that could possibly be good for Shenfield?
It could be good for Shenfield. Essex County Council are promising a library with a larger usable space, although we're not entirely sure exactly what will be included in that space, whether it's solely the library space. They're wanting to modernise the facilities, which is good news.
Yep.
There are possible downsides in that we might have... They've offered us temporary library provision, but we don't know what that will consist of, whether there will be space for all the types of activities which go on in the library at the moment, the book groups that meet and things like that, and also at present there are 9 computers that people can use. Yeah. So that's a big question mark over the temporary provision, and I think people will want to know some answers to that question.
And when we say it's you say a library, you think, oh, people just go and get, but it isn't just going to get books, it is a hub, isn't it, for the community?
Yes, it's very important to the community as a hub, and that's why we hope that the temporary provision will take that into account. I think we'll be looking for more than just maintaining a book lending service over 2 or more years while redevelopment takes place.
Yes. Now, there's a meeting tomorrow, which is March the 7th, and that's taking place at the Parish Hall. Why is it important? You've got quite a few people going along from the County Council. So why is it important for people to go along to this meeting tomorrow?
Well, I think it's important for people to find out what's actually happening at the site, because it's possibly going to be a larger scheme than expected, possibly with some private development next to it. And it's an opportunity to ask key people some questions about the library service that we will have in Shenfield for the future. Councillor Susan Barker, who is responsible for Essex Library Strategy, has said she will attend, and also Juliet Perez, who is the head of Essex Libraries, also Chris Hossack, who is leader of Brentwood Borough Council. So there are going to be some key people there, and it will be an opportunity to hear more about the Essex County Council plans and to ask some questions about the library service going forward. And we're encouraging people to become active users of the library, taking out a library card and borrowing books, because if they do that, that might help maintain the library service going forward. Essex County Council are looking at altering opening hours from July this year, and so on. So we want to show them that it's a very much loved library, and we would like to keep the same opening hours that we have at the moment, or even to extend them. Exactly. It's very green and sustainable to use a library, so yes. We definitely recommend it.
Yes. Just a little mention as well, there is possible talk on another little development possibly happening in Shenfield, and that will probably be covered tomorrow as well.
Absolutely. It does look as if there could be another development of 14 private flats adjacent to the library.
So will the other ones be owned by the council and this is a separate development, or is it?
Well, according to the document that was published by Essex County Council last November, they look as if they will be retaining the current library site, and it looks as if there will be an adjacent development which will have some infrastructure dependencies, as they say. So that will be a private development.
Yeah.
But the Essex County Council document does say that the private development will go first,
right,
be built first over a period of about 2 years.
And that might be something that if you're in the local area, you might not be aware of.
Exactly, that's right, because at the moment planning permission for the private development hasn't been submitted.
Yeah.
I have to say, as a group, we're not taking a stand on whether flats should be built or not. We are really interested in promoting the library in Shenfield and making sure that is there for the whole community going forward and hopefully beyond 2024, because that's obviously a big question mark. Essex County Council's guarantee to keep a library only extends until 2024. And the other situation which might change is that if Essex County Council receives a successful community bid to run the library, they will most probably withdraw from running a service, and we think it's in everybody's interest to have a properly run library service run by Essex County Council, who are the real professionals in this field, rather than to try and hand it over to volunteers who have to raise funds to maintain the service.
Yes, and it's important. It's an important hub for Shenfield, and hopefully, you know, you'll get some answers tomorrow. So 10 o'clock, it's 10:30, was it?
10 o'clock at Shenfield Parish Hall.
Okay, so be there tomorrow. You can meet Sue, and you'll meet a lot of the local councillors as well will be there.
Absolutely. Thank you very much indeed, Michelle.
You're welcome. Come back and tell us how you get on.
Thank you, we will do.
Lovely. Just